Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayin Daf Samech Aleph in the Ohr Zvardar edition, beginning of the seventh parak of Maseches Kilayin. The Mishnah started by saying a Mavrich is a Geffen. Mavrich, the concept of Avrochel, means to take a branch of a tree and replant it in the ground by inserting into the ground and growing a new tree in the new place. By this, there's a new tree growing, but it's not growing only from a seed, but it's growing from an existing tree, which gives it more stability and strength. So the Mishnah says, a mavrich es hagefen baretz, one who sinks a branch of a vine tree into the ground to grow another vine. Im ein ofer al gabo shlosha tefachim, if where the branch goes into the ground, and while it's underneath ground, that area underneath the ground, there's no three tefachim of earth above the branch, lo yavi zera alei, not allowed to plant any seed above that, because the branch is considered to be overground, and you're going to be connecting the seed to the branch. And we'll see in the Gemara what's the issue with that. Even if the branch is covered, it's surrounded with either a pumpkin, a gourd, or a siloin, which is a pipe made out of clay, made out of cheres. So in these cases, it's not considered to be really covered, because the roots of the seed will penetrate these layers, so it's really considered to be as if it's exposed. But if he put it into the ground in a rock, it's covered or it's underneath a rock, even if the earth above it is only 3 fingers, you could plant over there because it's considered to be not exposed. It's closed in the stone, closed in the rock. So if you have the case of Havrocha, and you have now a branch going into the ground, another branch coming out from the other side, where there a new tree is going to grow. So the harchaka they need to do, the distance they need to do from the vine, it's only from the second one, the one who's growing a new one further away, not where it's sinking into the ground. And the Gemara is going to explain, because where it's sinking, you don't see it, as we'll see in a moment. Says the Gemara, Le'avi zera aleo haminatzad mutar, mashra. The only problem is to bring a seed and to grow above the branch, which is underneath the ground. But to put it on the side of the branch, not above it, a little bit to the side, then it's fine. So as the Gemara, Manan Kaimin, what is the issue over here? What are we talking about in terms of not bringing a zera? What will be the reason not to do it? The issue is that you're putting together seeds with a tree, meaning you're doing what's called harkova, combining together the seeds in a tree, which is a problem of kilayim. Lamali geffen, why are you talking specifically about a vine, about a grapevine? Filushar kolilon, every tree has that problem. So why is our Mishnah focusing on here on a vine? Imishum avoido, but if it's because you have the distance, and we know that a grapevine has a requirement to have a larger distance than a regular tree. You have to have 6 tefachim to plant. Nitishisho, so say you need to have 6 tefachim from the branch. Why are you saying only 3 tefachim? If the branch is below grade by 3 tefachim, it's fine. It should be 6 tefachim. You always have to have the distance of 6 tefachim from a new seed and the branch. Hello, Kerakivo. It's like Kerakivo. Kerakivo, Omar Shloisho. Kerakivo is the one that said, we learned it early in the Masechta, the distance from a vine is only 3 tefachim, and that's what we say here, 3 tefachim. So ask the Gemara, Inker Kerakivo, if the idea is Kerakivo, Filuminatzanit Nishloisho. So why is it 3 tefachim only above the branch? Also 3 tefachim to the side. It's really what the Gemara is asking before. If the idea is a distance from a vine, distance from a vine is not only above it, it's also to the side. Says the Gemara of Samech Aleph on base, Rav Yirmi b'shem Abchiya b'Abba mishum zroim al gebei hagefen. It's a third issue we're talking about. Not harkova, putting two things together. Not distance. But because of what's called sikuch. Sikuch means you're not allowed to put a vine hanging over seeds. You're not allowed to have seeds with their leaves hanging over grapes. So the problem over here is that if you have the seeds over the grapes, it's considered to be sikuch. It's above it, and that's the issue. And therefore, this applies to grapevines only. Says the Tama Tanina, we learned over there in Maseches Baba Basra, Merchikim es hazroim, the seeds, v'samachresho, and the plower, Vesa meir glaim in urine minakreis shloisha tefachim. So that has to do with hilchos shchenim. You don't want to ruin the wall of your friend. So what do you do not to ruin the wall? Make sure these things are not too close to the wall. One is seeds. Second, plowing. Don't plow too close to the wall. Don't have urine too close to the wall. It has to be a 3 tefachim distance. So he asked the following question. Tamat Omar, Eina Shiroshi Mehalchi Minatzat. In our Mishnah, we said, the only issue when you have Avrocha, when you put the branch into the ground, is to have seeds above it. There's no issue to do it on the side. Mashma, you don't have an issue of having seeds on the side. The seeds on the side don't reach the underground branch. And there, when we talk about the Koisel, talking about the wall, we're saying don't put seeds next to the wall, meaning not underneath the wall, but on the side of the wall. Mashma, the seeds of the roots of the seeds will reach the wall by penetrating to the side. So that's the chorus theory to our Mishnah. Gemara, as he was quoting what we said in Bava Basra, and that's why it says here, Tamon, when we're referring to here. I mean, the Gemara there is saying, Tamon, looking at our Mishnah doesn't fit with the Mishnah over there. So obviously, no, the Shoshim don't go to the side. What the roots of the seeds do, they make the earth be soft. By softening the ground, it makes the wall fall. So it doesn't go to the side. It's not that the roots themselves will harm the wall. The roots will cause the offer, the earth, to be soft, and that will cause the wall to fall. That's why it's an issue only there in Bava Basra, not by us, when we talk about kilayim. Teidei l'chashukin. It makes sense that way. The Tani and Tamon, Meraglayim. One of the cases we have over there is urine. Meraglayim, Me'alchim, and Atzad. Urine has a problem that it goes to the side. Bishra root, you can understand. The roots may go straight down or may go to the side. But urine just stays where it is. Hey, see, have you seen Barabon? Everybody said, me another raya. The other case of the Mishnah over there is machresha. It's a plower. Islach meimer machresha malechis ben atzad. When a person plows the field, what he used for the plowing, does it go to the side? It just goes straight down. So obviously, all the things over there are problems of things that penetrate straight down into the earth. And the reason why it caused the issue with the wall, it's only because it makes the ground soft. And that's not a contradiction with our Mishnah. It says, even if that branch is in a pumpkin, a gourd, or a siloin, a pipe made out of cheres, made out of clay. The Gemara says, this you learn from here, besilon shecheres. That's only if the pipe is made out of clay. I've always seal and shalaver, but if the pipe is made out of metal, you don't have to have three tvochim over it. Three etzbois is enough, like a rack. The metal is not going to be less than a rack. If you yourself, the Mishnah says you put it into a rack. We're talking about a hard rack, but a soft rack, which means loshon pitim, mix it into pieces. Or according to the Gersa of Chaim, is mitpatachati, opens up. Meaning if it's a soft rock, that doesn't really cover enough the branch of the tree, and then you have a problem that the zroim will connect to it. The Mishnah said, when you put in the branch and you sink it into the ground, so the richuk, the distance you have to do with six tfachim, is only from the new tree that will grow out in a distance. So we talk about the original one, the branch, when it goes into the ground, its original penetration, you can't see it. It's all underneath ground. But if you could see the branch going to the ground, you have to have a distance from the branch going in and from the branch going out. Wherever you see the tree, you have to have a six tefachim distance in order to plant. I'll bring you a right if that's the case. The Tani and the Batra, look at the next Mishnah. It says there, if you sink into the ground three different trees and you can see the branch, you can see where it's coming from. So there, the Mishnah is going to say that as a din of a vineyard, of six trees in a vineyard. All the discussion, does it have a din of a vineyard or not? That's what we're talking about here in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, regarding distance, you always have to have a six fucking distance from all these branches. Branch going in, the branch going out. Because when you have the branch, you can see the branch outside on top of the ground, then it has a din of a tree. You have to have a six fucking distance. So even though you have your one branch coming in from one place, going in from the other place, you cannot plant not next to the original penetration and not next to what's coming out at the end. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Samech Aleph.